collectors nationwide and abroad, it's time to get hype.
Come on.
About the hobby we are all a part of. Live from the Mojo Break Studios, it's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So, get hype.
What is going down, everybody? MojoBreak.com, The Hype, episode number 81, and that's my quarterback. We got a nice show for you guys today. We're going to talk some select football that released today. We've broke a couple cases. We're going to talk impeccable basketball, Harper Machado, 2019 Heritage Tops Conference, all packed in this 45 minutes. The website's mojobreak.com. You can check us out. And as an announcement, we have one more week for the iTunes contest. We're giving out three boxes of Elite Extra Edition. That's 10 hits, chance at Vladimir Guerrero, and more. All you got to do is go on iTunes and leave us a review, good or bad. You can tell us we stink. You can tell us we're great, whatever you'd like. But put your name in there, and you got a chance at winning some Elite. And we'll announce the winners next week on the show. So, Dan, what's going down, dude? How's that tire?
It's not great, actually. It's my car is just kind of sitting in my my carport waiting to get fixed. That it's waiting for me to fix it. No one's gonna go do it. I got to do it myself.
No, maybe it's just like this TV here that if you just, you know, you go back later, maybe you have a full tire.
We can only hope. Yeah. We can only hope. But yeah, I don't get it, man. My tire's got like maybe like a month and a half on it.
That's crazy, man. Did you go to Calderon?
No. I went to Pep Boys.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man.
Give them a bad review on Yelp.
No.
Scream and cry and get angry.
It was probably user error. It's cool.
C-Rad, how hard are those nipples for Impeccable today? He's ready. He's ready to whisper. All night long whispering. Sounds
impeccable,
weird.
Impeccable day is a great day. And today, we're going to get some Lucas.
Sound like you were going into like a speech, like a motivational speech for Impeccable. But we did a couple cases of that today. You're chasing those silvers, those golds, those jersey numbered cards, and those rookie RPAs, and those stainless autos as well. So that's going to be pretty fun. Two great releases today from Panini that are kind of staples in this hobby. We'll talk about that a little bit more today. I wanted to jump in to talk about Michael Jordan. Who's Luka? We need to talk about Michael Jordan and a recent crazy. If you haven't caught wind of this, Precious Metal Gems, 1997, 1998, Metal Universe, Precious Metal Gem Green. Now, how these worked out is that there was 100 of them, stamped 100, but the first 10 are green. So there's only 10 in existence, and this was the first one. And it's altered, so somebody must have tried to get a better grade because these have really bad surfaces. You can see it on our video version. If you're watching on if you're listening to us on the podcast, go ahead and you can check it out, or you can just jump on this eBay auction. So there's a day left on this eBay auction, and it's at $129,000 for this 1997-98 Metal Universe card. Insanity. Just insane. It's not even close to a rookie year.
What does the altered actually mean? Does that mean it was, it obviously, I mean, if it was trimmed, it would say trimmed on there, right? So what constitutes it being altered? Like they should like have a stipulation like on PSA's site. I wonder if they do like, that says, hey,
I think if
a slab says it's altered, this is what we think happened to the card.
I assume altered is trimmed, isn't it?
I think so. I think they used to put trimmed on the older cards, but now I think they just put altered, meaning it could be cut. It could be, I'm assuming it could be cut, because if they put something on the card, it wouldn't be legitimate. They wouldn't slab it. But they authenticated this one, and there's no grade to it. So it's just so crazy, because you imagine there's only 10 of these in existence. Can you imagine back in 1997 and 1998 if a kid bought one and just, I mean, is there really 10 of them that we know where they are? There's probably some that went in the garbage.
I think that auction's going to get paid for?
Well, what they said, and I don't know how they're doing this, is this same card or a similar card ended at $99,000 and somebody obviously didn't pay. They said that they're vetting all the people. You have to register and log in a specific way on eBay to bid on this.
Yeah, they do that for a lot of high-end stuff now where you got to be
approved.
Yeah, approved process.
So you can't just kind of shill bid it up. I mean, what does this end at? Does this hit 200K today? Did we see a 200K number to 100 Michael Jordan far from rookie year card?
I'm at 150.
You're at 150 on your bid?
Mm-hmm. 150, baby.
150. Jeez. $150, right?
That's like a hundred Lucas that you gotta.
It's
you gotta
crazy,
spend
man.
In.
We have a storage unit. Probably have the other nine of them.
Do we?
Yeah.
Let's retire. Let's retire. We did buy a storage unit a year ago. We haven't had time to go look at it.
Don't know.
Have some
gems. We actually don't know what's in there.
We don't.
We have no
could
idea.
Be. We're just waiting for a rainy day. We have nothing to do.
Been raining a lot here too.
It has.
Just not
still a lot to do.
Not that type of rainy day.
Yeah, so yeah, precious metal gem. There's no auto. There's no relic on this card. It's just a green. And what was pivotal is this was the first release of the precious metal gem. So it's historically a very, 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 very sought-after card and considered the holy grail of modern basketball cards, basically, at this moment of time. So there's a lot of people that want this in their collection, and that's why you see the price. But that is just freaking crazy.
It's crazy that the market is latched onto this subset and this insert, because there was other subsets and other inserts and different releases that didn't really catch on like the precious metal gems. It's weird.
And you can kind of say that the precious metal gems are kind of the reason why we have Select, why we have Prism, why we have Chrome, stuff like that, all these colors. Because this was the first... The reds and the greens were the first full bleed colored cards that were on the market. So it's kind of considered the GOAT. And you could just look. There was an Alonzo Mourning, not even graded, and it's one of the reds. So the reds, there's 90 of the reds and 10 of the greens out of the 100 cards that they made of each subject. And I don't know the odds of pulling on a per box basis or whatnot, but there was an Alonzo Mourning that sold for $900. And obviously not a rookie or anything there either. So... A lot of people are trying to compare Prism 1213 as kind of legendary in a sense where people may start trying to buy up the sets of all the guys because it was the first Prism. So this is known as the first colored card, and Prism will be the first Prism, and after a lot of years, it may be looked at as, hey, we'll pay anything for anybody out of that set. So... Especially the greens and the silvers.
So technically there's only 90 reds, right? Because the first 10 are green?
Yes. So. Cool. But for you pull an Alonzo Mourning number to 100 card out of Select, and that's going to go for $1. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy that you have a card like this. But that's the dream, right? That's the dream of collecting, that you have a card that's so sought after that people are willing to pay Lamborghini prices on a single piece of cardboard.
That I don't know if it's a scan on that card, that Alonzo Mourning we're looking at, but I see some chipping on the edge, too.
Oh, very common.
And you can, I mean, obviously with something that's full bleed and it has that foil and color on the edges, any little, like, nick on the edge, you're going to be able to see it.
Well, that's what they said about those. Because it was the first year, they didn't know how to really print them and not chip them. So out of the pack, out of the sorting machine, out of the anything, they were... looking like that damaged because they didn't know what they were doing at the time.
Check out my damage.
Yeah, check it out. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's and if you listen to this on the podcast, you can just search 1997 Metal Universe Precious Metal Gems on eBay and you can find some of these cards. And if you search today or tomorrow, you're going to want to probably look at the completed listing to see what that Jordan ended at. That's just crazy. Crazy. You know what you could do with $125,000?
It's in our next buyback.
Is it?
Yeah.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Dang, I can eat ramen for the next year.
Random through all.
It's in rare numbers. No.
It's not numbered, so it's going to be random through all hitless.
No, it's numbered 6 of 100.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so the first 10 stamped are the ones that are green. So there it is, 129, 7 hours left.
That's actually interesting how they did that. I feel like Panini should try that one year where like the first 10 are like golds, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good idea, right? I mean...
Instead of having just
so the red one, the red ones are not numbered.
They are, but they're 11 through 90 or 11 through 100.
Okay, all right.
So, but the first 10 they did green. I wonder if that was a mistake. Like, maybe the color didn't come out right and they just ran with it. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder what the chances of pulling one of those back in.
You know, I was trying to find some info on it, and I couldn't. I was looking to try to find...
one per case, maybe?
I don't know. There's got to be pack odds somewhere.
One every 100 cases?
If we have anybody that collected back then, and I was, you know, a sophomore in high school at that time, I had no money, so I didn't buy any sports cards at that time. Working at Baskin Robbins, scooping ice cream, and I didn't make enough to buy sports cards. But it's a historic set. It's 1997-98 Metal Universe Basketball is the sport's first precious metal gem cards.
You guys remember when they first retroed them? And those are going crazy.
Those are going, yeah, 2013, I think. There was one that sold for like $50,000. It was just
Weren't they in like Fleer? Like,
yeah, it was Fleer.
Fleer Retro.
Yeah.
Fleer Retro.
The first year it was hot, and then everybody tried to buy the next year, but it tanked the second year.
Yeah, there was a Tim Duncan graded 6. That sold for like 17,000. So it was, and it was, it, that's his 1997-98 is rookie year. So kind of considered a rookie year card, even though it doesn't have a rookie card logo on it. But yeah, it says now all prospective bidders for the card must be pre-approved. Great article on Beckett about this as well, kind of giving a little brief history, not with pack odds, but a brief history about the card. And I think that's written by Ryan, who's great on there. Ryan Cracknell, good dude, good writer there for Beckett. Lucky to have him. And so, yeah, PMG keeps a dream alive that there's cards that modern cards, and we're not talking about Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle or anything like that. There's modern cards that can get you a Lamborghini, basically, which is insane to put that in perspective.
Wow, there's the Fleer Retro.
Yep. But I think the PMGs are super hard to pull in there, especially any big name. You can get like a Seth Curry in there, and I don't think they sell for very much, but they do still, like, if you get LeBron or Jordan or any of the bigger names, they do go for a decent amount. And I think they had buyback Jordan, not PMG autos, but buyback Jordan autos that went for a large amount too.
I thought that product went way down. Maybe I'm thinking of the following year.
You're thinking about the next year.
Yeah, next year.
So like 12-13 was when it blew up because of the Jordan.
Yeah,
because
I remember there was one year
the
where
second year
it was
tanked, dude.
It was readily available.
13-14, it tanked. I bet you those Giannis precious metal gems might be worth something now.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, Giannis. Well, we had some sad news this week in the hobby, and I wanted to kind of link some things up. There was a member of our community that does breaks that sadly passed away way too early. Clay Parks from Sports Zilla Breaks was part of the Aurora, Illinois shooting, and basically got his life ended way too early. And, you know, we're a very small community, so I wanted to put out the GoFundMe for you guys. I'm going to go ahead and link you up in the chat. Basically, the GoFundMe, he has a very young child who now, you know, obviously doesn't have a father. And it's a GoFundMe for his college. So he was basically doing HR, I guess, at the company, and the guy went and shot a bunch of people up. And very, very, very sad story. I'm sure you guys heard it on the news. But the guy happened to be a breaker, and, you know, like I said, we have a very small niche community of people that do this, and we know most of each other and stuff like that, and we all root for each other, and it's a very strong community. And I'd never met Clay myself personally. Watched a few of his break videos recently. Very excited, has a lot of passion, and enjoyed what he did. I think most of his stuff was done on eBay, but it's just, you know, very sad. So, you know, if you guys could do anything to help out his wife and his young son, I'm going to go ahead and not only link it in the show live, but link it on our show notes on our podcast as well, so that you guys can go ahead and, if you could spare anything, GoFundMe, you could do $5, $10 or whatever. But it's, you know, sad news, and, hits close to home, especially doing with somebody that does something that you do that has the same kind of passion that you do. So, rest in peace, and, wish his family and his son well on that. So yeah, don't know what else to say. I hate to talk about sad stuff, but hopefully something positive comes out of it. And they've actually got a good amount of money already, and a lot of people have already stepped up, like Blowout and All Sports Marketing and stuff like that, and have donated some money, and they're already more than halfway to their goal, which is great. So I just linked it up in the chat too, so you guys, you know, do whatever you guys can and help out his family as well. So I did want to move on to the Topps Industry Conference, which is happening next week. And myself and Dan are actually going to be leading one of the presentations, which is going to be about marketing and just ideas for shops to start breaks. So The reason I'm bringing it up is if any of you guys are going to the show and you're a shop or a breaker and you have any input on what you would like us to talk about, you could send us an email at mojobreak@gmail.com and title it Tops Conference. So anybody that's listening, and obviously the if you listen past Monday or Tuesday of next week, we won't, you know, the show will already be over. But if you guys have any ideas of what you would like us to talk about at the show, it gives some input. And if you're there, and just say what's up to us. We'd like to hang out with you guys and everything, and should be fun. And we'll also be documenting the Tops Industry Conference as much as we can through social media, like any announcements about products, as much as they'll let us. I know with Upper Deck, they didn't let us really take pictures or anything like that, which I thought was kind of counterproductive, because we get pictures out to you guys. You like the products. You buy the products. But Upper Deck wouldn't let us take any pictures of upcoming releases. So hopefully Topps doesn't have that policy, and we'll be able to let you guys in on some of the news that's happening out of Topps, because baseball's hot. And, you know, a lot of stuff going down in baseball this year. A lot of the releases are starting to come out. And a little teaser, later in the show, we're going to talk about some 2019 Heritage, which does come out next week as well, which is a staple Topps release. So,
bold move, Topps. Having me and you have get up there and talk about some stuff.
Oh, no. We're
bold
good.
Move.
We're good. Especially in the middle of the day. I mean, you know, if it was 2 a.m, I don't know what comes out of my mouth then. But
Might be a couple F-bombs. You know?
No,
yeah.
Not at all. I was already told. I said, hey, you know, Topps, we appreciate what Topps has done for us, and you know, it's the least we could do. And the main thing is for us to do it is to, give tips to guys that are thinking about doing this. If they had questions on how to do it this way, and if any of the ideas can be used that we're bringing to the table, that's all worth it for us. Because, you know, this industry grows, we all grow, and more things happen. So it's not about one company leading the way; it's about a group of companies making the industry better and servicing all of our customers. So, and that's the main thing. So.
Not yet. I'm kidding. I'm not gonna get up and I'm not gonna get up and flip a table over or anything crazy like that. No.
Well, if they talk about transcendent hotel rooms, I don't know. You know, you may get us a little fiery.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know,
we'll see.
Or the fact that my name wasn't on the baseball. No, you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have a personal segment. I'm gonna go into that about if you're ever gonna go to the transcendent party, make sure you RSVP as soon as you get the pass.
Yes, yes. Or you spend $25,000 and you don't get a hotel room.
Just make sure.
Nah. But in all seriousness, we're looking forward to the event. Dan and and TJ will be going to see Mike Trout, so we'll have that stuff to give away, or we haven't decided what we're going to do with it, because we have some transcendent cases. We have a transcendent case and an Ohtani transcendent case that we're going to try to maybe do some swag breaks with. So not only will you get the cards that come out of the sealed case, but we'll have a lot of these giveaways. And I think these giveaways are going to be pretty nice this year, because we had such a great rookie class with Ohtani and Glaber and Acuna and Soto. So a lot of the cards they give away at the Transcendent are stamped one-on-ones of some of these guys. So it should be some pretty awesome stuff. What do you think?
You know, what we've seen before, and we're not going to see in the packs this year, we had 2019 Series 1 preview cards.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to have those this
year. Yeah, because the later party.
Because the Top Series 1's already come out. So I'm curious. Again, like you're saying, the rookie class is so stacked that they have so much to pull from.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of these packs are going to be loaded. But we'll see.
The Trout set will be in pretty demand he's baseball's, kind of face in a sense. So
Bryce Harper and him.
No. Who's the face of baseball? It's Mike Trout now, especially. I mean, if Bryce Harper's the face of baseball, then why is it taking all the way till now to get a deal?
Because he wants $400 million.
But he's the face of baseball.
He wants $400 million.
That's priceless then.
Ooh, I don't know. No, actually, there is a price. It's $400 million.
Max says do shots with Trout. Well, maybe that would secretly win the Giants the game the next day. You know, maybe a little strategy behind that, because they are playing the first game of spring training the next day.
I can tell you that's not gonna happen.
No, Trout's gonna. You know, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble that's thinking about going next year, because you probably can't go this year. But you don't become best friends with the athlete.
No, you guys aren't going out to the club after. It's not going down.
I mean, they
usually come in for about 15-20 minutes, hang out. Maybe it depends. Maybe take some pictures. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Me and Zach Collins, we were best friends after the NBA event.
you got his Twitter? You're sliding into his DMs? or You sliding into his DMs? You going to go to a Blazers game?
Yep. He said, what's up to me?
How about Lonzo? You should have the inside scoop, man. He was nicknaming players when you were breaking with him and everything. He was like Fryree, and you know, he was so comfortable with you, man.
Yeah, Lonzo was great. But Zach Collins, that's my boy. Best interviewer in the world. He's not a B-I-T-C-H at all, like KD called him.
But you know what's funny is, you know, obviously there's not going to be any case breaking going down at the Transcendent Party, but we've done, I think the when it got the most weird, I think, was when we've done case breaks in Arizona during spring training with Panini, and they bring in, they don't actually know who comes in most of the time, but some guys sporadically come in and sign their Panini cards, and they bring them into this room, and there's usually four of us, like us and three other breaking companies, packed into a room, opening up cards in front of a laptop, and the look on some of these guys' faces. I think the one, Jonathan Gray from the Rockies, came in with his girl, who's you know, good on the eyes, and he looks around and he just sees all these guys opening up cards, and I just swear he mouthed nerds.
He
did not know what was going on. It was just like the weirdest thing.
And I'm pretty sure that he did not sit down with anybody. I think he was.
He was just taking pictures.
Taking pictures. Yeah, yeah, he's like, I gotta go. I gotta get away from these dudes on the computer here.
Because he had, you know, he had like, he smelled the stinkiest fart when he walked in there, and he seen like, you know, us dudes opening up cards, look like we're talking to ourselves, yelling boom. I mean, it was just like, it was probably like, it was one of those like the weirdest thing he'd ever seen. And you get that, like athletes walk in and they're like, what are these guys doing? You know? It would probably be cute if it was kids, but it's just grown, bearded men. A lot of us are overweight, opening up cards. So, weird. So, it's weird to the outside world, for sure. You know, but C-Rad bonded with Darnold over Pokemon. Yeah, that's another one of your boys, dude. Come talk about Charizard.
And the only reason I bought up Pokemon, because the day before at the panel with all of the top rookies, like, everyone was there. Saquon was at, Baker, Josh Allen, Rosen. No, Rosen wasn't there, but Darnold was there. The Panini guy asked them, oh, did you guys collect anything as kids? They were like, yeah, we collected Pokemon. So that's the reason I brought it up with all the athletes that day. That's
why. Well, no, it's you know, I've been in your position. Dan's been in your position. Trying to, especially young guys, is the worst. To try to pull something out of them to talk about. Because, you know, they just, you know, they don't have a lot of experience in life yet. So you could talk about their college, their high school, or whatever, but there's not a lot to pull out of them. And if they don't give you anything, it's really tough. Like,
yeah, you try to talk about music, and they name off some artist that you got to act like you know who they are, and I'm all, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, like Vince Young was a little easier to talk to because he, you know, has my age. But some of the young guys, definitely hard to talk to. But those videos are all on YouTube, by the way. So if you haven't, you just tune in for the first time. We did a break with Darnold, Lonzo, Tatum, Joe Staley, a lot of celebrity appearances on some of our breaks. But I wanted to talk about Manny Machado and also follow it up with Harper before we get into these breaks. Manny Machado, and I wanted to talk about it in terms of his card. So his rookie card is in 2010. 2010 Bowman draft, which is actually one of my favorite sets. When we got right back into this hobby, I was buying box after box from the distributors, just loving it, right? And I never got a Manny Machado, but it looks like his Chrome draft auto sells for $340, 9/5/10, and that's his first Bowman. We always talk about it on the show. The first Bowman is always most valuable auto, so $340. Is there any chance this goes up? In my opinion, I think it goes down. I think now he's on a new team, and he's on the Padres. What do you think? Do you think there's a chance that you know, it goes up? I mean, let's say he wins
the
World
Series.
I think
the Padres are a couple years away from being the best team in the league. So
bold statement.
He wins a World Series. He wins an MVP. It's going to go up. I think it's a good investment.
But we always have that factor of him in another jersey. He's in another jersey here. He's been on the Dodgers now,
bouncing
too.
Around like crazy, dude. I don't know. But you know what? He's going to be a Padre for at least 5 years.
At least 5 years, yeah.
Ten-year contract, but I think after his fifth year, it's a player option to opt out, which he may, and get another, you know, $400 or $500 million. And I was talking about it with you guys yesterday. In our lifetime, are we going to see a $1 billion contract?
Oh, yeah. What year? 2025?
2030? Like, the odd, like...
Zion's going to get that.
$1 billion. Is that going to go down?
After his rookie season, rookie contract.
You think in the next decade? The next decade, we're going to see the first ever $1 billion
yeah,
contract?
So. 25 years or something?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's the decade's 10 years. So you think 25 years?
I say one decade.
We'll one
see
decade. One decade, we'll see the $1 billion contract.
Well, and I think people were a little bit shocked that I think everybody thought that Machado was going to go to the White Sox. I mean, there was his brother-in-law is Yonder Alonso, and he almost was pretty confident. He had a locker cleared out next to him. He was going to the White Sox. But I think where it makes sense with the Padres is you look at their organization, and especially all of us as Bowman prospectors. Tatis is number two out of 100. He's right behind Vlad. You also have you don't even have to scroll too far down on that list. And there's just all kinds of just Padres on that list. You got Mackenzie Gore at 15. That's out of 100. This is a whole MLB organization. Luis Urias is 23. So, I mean, you've got Francisco Mejia is also on the Padres. They got him in a trade. He's 26. So you've got, like, four guys in the top 25. So on paper, it looks like they've got a pretty strong up-and-coming
system.
Not saying
this year, but in 2 to 3 years, if they keep that farm system intact, they're going to be a force for sure. But and they're doing it the right way. If you looked how the Cubs did it and how the Astros did it, they do it with a solid farm system.
And the Giants, really. I mean, you could say the Giants.
And look where the Giants are now. Look at their farm system. Their farm system is actually ranked the worst farm system in all of baseball.
But when you're winning championships, you don't look at the farm. That's it. You try to keep the momentum going.
I guess you trade
the farm away to win now.
And I'm saying if the Padres are in it, and say maybe next year they're in it, they may
Dylan Overton, nice.
They may trade some of their guys, and that's how you deplete your farm system: is you do one run, you get rid of three guys right off the bat for a middle of the order bat or a top of the end rotation.
Well,
guy.
It's what it is. All-star break. If you're in first place, but you have the worst pitching in the league, you're trading for pitchers.
I will say that they probably will not be able to move Manny Machado right away if they want to. Not for $300 million.
Well, but here's the thing. Name the top five Padres of all time.
Tony Gwynn. Trevor Hoffman.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah.
Fred McGriff. He was a Padre, wasn't he?
Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield's pod. Ozzie Smith. He was a rookie.
That's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of lineage fathers.
No. You got some guys though. You got Gary Sheffield. He was a Padre.
Bowman era. What do we got? Bowman era.
Like from the 50s?
No, Bowman Chrome era. Let me rephrase that. Bowman Chrome. There ain't nobody. So
No. They've had some.
They've
guys.
Had prospects, but they haven't had.
How about your Blanks?
Kyle Blanks, yeah.
Dylan, who's a Tate guy? Donovan Tate.
Donovan Tate.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't pan out.
That was a $100 card right there back in the day.
It was. It was actually out of that same year, but it was out of Bowman draft. Regular Bowman.
Didn't they draft Matt Bush?
I think they drafted Matt Bush. So that's what I'm saying. Have they just been unlucky and they don't get hobby love because they've been unlucky, or do they not have fans? Do they not have people buying up their cards? But then again, none of the performances match up. Ken Caminiti, that's a good one. My grandma actually worked with Ken Caminiti's mom, or grandma. Worked with her grandma.
Ken Caminiti won an MVP.
He did. Ken Caminiti. He was great at third base. So, but also the other side of the coin is I think what we brought up in the chat here, Eric did, which is a really good point. And I'm looking at it overall. Maybe Manny Machado boosts up the value of all those top prospects. Maybe Manny Machado's value doesn't go up, but because he's going to be placed around these guys and these guys are young, maybe it's time to invest in some of these guys' prices are already crazy, but maybe it's time to get some Tatis cards. Maybe it's time to get some Mackenzie Gore. I know Mackenzie Gore is a pitcher, but maybe it's time to get some of these guys. Urias is actually going to be in heritage as a rookie auto. So maybe it's time to kind of go around Manny Machado and get the guys that are up and coming. Might be not a bad idea because he should help out. They have protection in the lineup now, right? So does this move the Padres up to a favorite to win the division?
Not yet.
You think the Dodgers still the division?
Two, 3 years. It's a Dodgers. Actually, every team in that division's pretty good, minus the Giants right now.
Yeah.
The Giants, like, on paper, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look like it's going to be any better than it was the last 2 years, unless we sign the great Bryce Harper, which I think is going to be on the next slide.
The next slide, yes, Mr. Bryce.
And he probably isn't going to even get us into the playoffs either. We're gonna need something else.
Well, here's Bryce Harper in terms of hobby value. His base 9.5 sold for $700 more than Manny Machado, so it's around a $1,000 card based on the market right now for his first Bowman Chrome auto. Does any of the teams he goes to does it go up? I mean, if he goes to the Giants and Bryce Harper, so. Couple different thought processes here.
I think it all depends if he performs on whatever team he goes to and the team makes the playoffs.
Because Buster Posey sells for crap. Granted, he's not a home run hitter. He's a 3-time World Series champion, which Bryce Harper doesn't have one. But Bryce Harper, face of baseball, you say, goes to the Giants. If you have a Bryce Harper card like this, are you selling right now?
No.
I think it's almost too risky for whatever team he goes on to. No,
nah,
you think there's room to improve?
I think you hold it.
You hold on to Bryce Harper.
I hold on to Bryce Harper.
I mean, he had 100 RBIs last year, 34 home runs. I know, granted, he batted 250, 260, but still in his prime. Apparently, has turned down $300 million plus offers. Not $300 million total offers. $300 million in money. $300 million plus in money. He's turned it down.
He said 300 million different offers.
Well, here's the argument. Max says Harper's cards will tank if he doesn't play on a winning team. Well, what about Trout, though? Has Trout ever been in a playoff game? Has Trout ever played a playoff? I don't think he has, right?
Have the Nationals won a playoff game?
Yeah, they went all the way to, I think, did they go to the NLCS? I know they didn't play the Giants in the first round. Was it the first round they played?
I know the Giants beat them.
The Nationals went. I think didn't they play the Cubs before in the NLCS?
I think they played in a couple of the
2016.
I think they played a couple of the wild card games.
I'll have to look that up.
I don't know. I don't remember the Nationals going deep in any playoff run though.
Well, they had the Dusty Baker effect, which you know we love Dusty Baker around here. Dusty Baker is the biggest postseason choker.
It's not Dusty's fault. Dusty's going to be the new Giant manager.
Dusty Baker.
They're going to hire him back. Watch.
Dusty Baker is, if you look under choke, he's there and then Kershaw's second for playoff chokers. But, that's something to consider. If you got a Bryce Harper card, where he lands is going to affect your PC here. If you're PCing Bryce Harper, which was an expensive PC, it still is. What do you guys think in the chat? If he's on the Giants, do you try to sell now before the season starts? If he's on the Phillies, do you sell now before the season starts? If he's on the Padres with Manny Machado, do you hold? And I don't, unless there's another suitor coming in, or I guess if he goes back to the Nationals, that's great, right? That's great for your card.
That's probably for the hobby, that's probably the best case scenario. It's for him to go back to
the Nationals. Yeah. So, but he's came out and apparently said, and who knows, you know, you got Scott Boras, who's, I think he slimes under doors to get into the rooms. He doesn't even open doors. He just slimes right under him. Like, who knows what's really going on? Because he's only got dollar signs in his head. So he's a good agent to have for if you're trying to get a lot of money. But I think he's playing a little bit of games here.
Do you think Bryce Harper is worth $350 million?
Well, if Manny Machado's got a $300 million contract, then I would say Bryce Harper's worth $350 million.
I don't think any player is worth.
You asked me before Manny Machado signed, I would say no. But Manny Machado's at $300 million. Bryce Harper's going to get more.
Even if Machado's numbers are actually better.
I mean, what if Mookie Betts was a free agent this year? Well, one of the highest wars in the last
Trout's
going
to be a free agent in 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
A possibility that Harper and Trout can end up in Philadelphia.
But I don't think anybody at Philadelphia, though. It's another town. I don't think anybody wants to go there. That's why Harper doesn't want to go there.
Why would you not want to go to Philadelphia?
I don't know. Ask Bryce that. He wants to be on the West
Coast. I get why Machado signed in San Diego. I get it.
I know. They got Geno's.
$300 million, and then you get to live in San Diego?
Right.
Oh,
sunny,
dude.
Sunny weather, got a great zoo.
Yeah, who? I mean, that was a no-brainer.
You're 2 hours from Disneyland? I mean, come on. But, Jersey, you know, Philly, you got Geno's.
You do.
And you got to compete with Embiid and Simmons over there for the best sports team now, right?
Well, the Eagles.
The Eagles. Yeah. Nick Foles.
With the Flyers.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 26 years old. That's a good point as well. And, you know, best years are maybe yet to come. We'll see. Down on the average, though. I mean, he had his worst year statistically average-wise. But, yeah, I mean, but it's interesting how just, you know, teams do affect sales of guys.
It's crazy because if Harper would have had his best year last year, say he would have hit over 300, 40 homers, over 100 RBIs, he would be signed for $400 million already.
Right.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think because he had a down year last year, the teams that are interested in signing him they're scared to pull the trigger on it. I mean, I get it. Like, if a guy hit, like, what did he hit last year? Like, was 240 something?
I think it was like 260, wasn't it?
260 something. That is a guy that, like, I compared, and it's a tough comparison, but Brandon Belt kind of put up those type of numbers, minus, you know, what, 15 mm-hmm. home runs. But he hit about the same.
Yeah, a stupid face compared to, you know, long, luxurious loss.
But then I looked at what Brandon Belt made last year, and Brandon Belt made $17.5 million last year.
So he batted you were right. You were 249. So he batted 249. But 249. He did bat 319.
So if I'm a GM, 249, you're all – is this – what's – If a contract year isn't going to motivate this guy and he's going to be the highest paid player ever, what is going to motivate him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he gets paid $400 million.
You know my theory, and I'd like somebody to pull some stats out here at some point. Obviously, we can't do it now unless there's already an article about it. But how many times has a guy won a home run derby or went deep into the home run derby and then absolutely had a crap season after that? Happened to Judge. Judge, worst season, his rookie season, he had ridiculous amounts of home runs in 2017. Home run derby, sucked. Stanton, same thing. So I think more often than not, these guys' swing is changing. You're going out there and you're trying to swing as hard as you can for, you know, how many ever pitches you get in the home run derby.
I also think there's more tape on players in the second half, and they can find the holes in swings.
Maybe.
And I think the home run derby is an easy reason to point at. Well, the reason why he had a terrible second half was because of the home run derby. He changed his swing, which it may actually have something to do with it. But you also got to remember, it's later in the season. Guys are doing more traveling. They're getting tired. They're starting to wear down a little bit. And there's more tape on him, especially with Judge, because he was young. There's more tape on him to find the holes in his swing.
Right, right. Oh, and here's an interesting point before we're getting close to be running out of time and we got two sold-out breaks. But Dan says his average will stay down if they keep allowing the shift. But MLB is discussing changing the rules. And that is a good point that you don't even really think of. Guy's a pull hitter, and you put all one side of the infield on one side. You know, it's kind of like almost like letting somebody in basketball stay right under the rim all the time, right?
Why aren't these guys, like, bunting the ball down the third baseline?
Well, you've seen that a little bit, but you're
No, you don't. You don't, though. You should see it every time. That would stop the shift.
I don't think it is just – I know your thought process, but I don't think it's just easy to change your whole approach.
No, you hold the bat out there, and you just nudge the ball. And you may have a double.
Still got the catcher and the pitcher.
Dude, I think the reason why players don't do it is pride.
Well, maybe.
It's not going to – it's like the Rick Barry effect that – Shaq wouldn't shoot underhand because it wouldn't look cool.
Right, right. True. All right, 2019 Topps Heritage comes out next week, and it is a sets builder type of set with a lot of SP chase. It's not going to be – you're not going to get an auto every box. It's usually about three autos in a case. But what's great about this set is it's this one's remembering the 1970 Topps design, which is iconic in its own right. Our Thurman Munson's first rookie card was out of this set. The Milwaukee Brewers made their debut in 1970. So there's tribute cards to the 1970 Milwaukee Brewers. They have some of the older guys sign on card. You've got a lot of SP chase in this set, and lots of different types of hits. You have those coin cards. You've got the dual autographs, and it's going to be fun. And it's going to be fun discovering these SPs because – Just look it up. Look up 2018 Topps Heritage SPs. And these cards are just regular cards. They go for a lot of money. And, you know, you'll get collectors that are building sets from, you know, that remember from 1970 or that have some 1970 cards in their, you know, in their PC. And it's just kind of a, just a great nostalgic type of product. And we're going to be doing several cases next week. It comes out on Wednesday. And it's always, like I said, and they do every year they go up. So next year it'll be 71, 72, 73. So on and so forth every year. And they have some crazy dual autos that are short to, and they're hard to get and very pivotal. And just a lot of different types of stuff to get into with Heritage. 1970 design. They have the black borders, the flip stocks, the chrome parallels. They have super fractors as well out of the chrome parallels, which are going to be amazing looking. They have just different types of – they have baseball flashbacks, news flashbacks, new age performers. A lot of great autographs. I noticed Luis Urias is on the checklist for Real One Autographs, which is one of the rookies for the Padres we just talked about. So check that out, mojobreak.com. Breaking next week, and I think we're going to have at least 5 to 10 cases that we'll be doing. And all bases ship, which is crazy. I think our shipping department's going to call in sick next week. They'll be like, I don't like Heritage. I'm calling in sick.
The Bowman flu?
The Bowman flu is also now Topps Heritage.
Or you can throw Allen and Ginter in there as well.
Yeah, definitely. There's no flu on rare numbers. Everybody's fully here. And
Or Panini 1.
Or Panini 1.
Panini
exactly.
1.
Exactly.
Don't even have to top load.
Right, exactly. It's already taped and top loaded for you. So also today, Select Football came out, and we've got breaks coming up next. We got a lot of sold-out breaks, so get your spots in for Select, Shiny. We got Shields. We've got Zebras this year, so Zebras are one per case. It's just absolutely gorgeous. You know, we talked about those PMGs earlier in the podcast here, and this is kind of the culmination of what PMGs are. Shiny cards, parallels, rainbow chasing. So you can see some incredible stuff. We pulled a number to 5 Baker Mayfield earlier this morning. It's been just an absolutely fun rip, and we're going to continue doing that all day today and probably all through the weekend. And without further ado, C-Rad's Impeccable came out today as well. And tell us what you love about Impeccable, C-Rad.
Dude, I don't know why I love it. It's just beautiful. Dude.
Love at first sight, baby.
Dude, I was just looking up the Luka RPAs. Holy these are the nicest RPAs of the year.
Dude, I don't – they actually did a lot better
Holy
of a job.
Smoke, dude. Look at this. Let me show you right here. Bam!
Nice.
The beauty.
That is. That's clean. That almost looks like a cell sheet picture, but that's a real picture. That's somebody pulled that already.
Holy shit.
Number to 99. Yeah, very nice. 99. Number to 99.
Isn't the one.
I mean, I don't know what
isn't
it is.
Isn't there one on the
I
screen mean, already that we're looking at?
That's a mock-up, but yes, that's the live one.
Go back to your back to the one you were just showing us.
The eBay one?
I think it's on the screen. I have it coming up here, too, anyway. Same one, I think, in the slides.
Oh, like the actual one?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
Since the release of Impeccable Football was in 2015, I think, the first year, 2016 Impeccable, I was like, good job, folks at Panini Design. You did it. Greatest design of all time.
It is. It's nice. So if let's do theoretically, if Impeccable was a girl that you were interested in and she was sitting alone at the bar, what would you say to her? What would you say to Impeccable?
What up, girl?
I would show her all the respect in the world and ask her how her day was.
You know, you got any gold in that box? Does your box have any gold?
Nothing but respect, baby.
Nice. Yeah, we got randoms today. We have tiered randoms, too, which is another fun way to get into a break. So a tiered random is top 15 value-wise, bottom 15 value-wise. So you're guaranteed a top 15 team at random. So you get a 1 in 15 chance of chasing Luka. And it's two teams. It's $108.99 a spot. So, and that's a nice way to do it. Or you could join the randoms at $59.99 a spot as well. If
tiers
you
are sold
get
out
that.
Today, we got more tomorrow.
Oh, okay, tiered sold out. We have some PYTs available as well. But this stuff is moving fast, and I think it's already $100 more on the secondary market, which is crazy. You're looking at all on card autos, RPAs, you're looking at those gold and silvers, which you get either one gold or silver Troy Ounce cards numbered to 22 or less per case. One of those, which are insane. We pulled a Chris Paul this morning and an Aaron Holiday, I believe. So a rookie one. So, yeah, get in on that stuff, guys. This is one of the – where would you rank this? This is probably in the top five.
I'd say top five.
Top five cards for basketball.
It's actually became – I think it's a top five release for –
football too.
Football and
yeah.
basketball.
Yeah, yeah, so. It's definitely
it's the one product that crosses over beautifully.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. Like, not all products cross over. This one does.
Yeah, it does. It does do very well. And it's and you know what? They have the black bordered bases here as well, which is just amazing as well. So, looking forward to breaking more of that.
Chamber.
So that's what the C-Rat all night.
Hey, y'all, this is Gary Payton. Hey, mojobreak.com, they just came up.
Gotta love that beat in the background. So, anyways, that's it for the show. We've got two sold-out breaks. Check out Impeccable. Check out Select. We also have Mojo Rare Numbers, which I think we just pulled some kind of ridiculous Jordan Kobe Bryant dual auto on Monday. It was insane. But there's a lot more insane stuff left in the eight cases that remain that are behind us. See, last week it was up there. Now it's down here. So more Mojo Rare Numbers. And we'll see you guys next week. We'll have some info from Topps next week. And we'll also give away those three boxes of Elite Extra Edition. So make sure you go and rate our podcast. Good or bad, I don't care. You can say suck, you know, Dan's drinking Windex or, you know, something crazy like that or, you know, whatever you want to put on there. Just review us on iTunes under the podcast section. And we'll take those names and we're going to give away three boxes of Elite Extra Edition. Chance of Vlad Guerrero, Joey Bart, all those big names from baseball. So we'll see you guys soon. We're going to set up for the first break, which is sold out. I think the next break that's got spots is in about an hour or two. So jump on those before it's too late and you miss out. And, you know, we pull some more crazy Lucas or some Baker Mayfields today. So we'll see you guys later.
Came up.
Thanks for watching this episode. Visit Mojo.